An Akron theater company is telling the story of a family that's been torn apart by addiction and put back together after years of struggle, only to find itself on the brink once again. In this week's State of the Arts, we hear about Daybreak's Children, a play that looks at the opioid crisis through one family's front window. Daybreak's Children is tragic, sometimes darkly funny, and to Akron native John Deo Alia, who wrote and directs the play, it's personal.
I grew up in the 80s and 90s in inner city America, and addiction was everywhere.
The play looks at how addiction has changed from the crack epidemic of 30 years ago into the opioid crisis of today.
Even if a small percentage of black people are suffering from opioid addiction, we don't see those stories enough.
The play centers on a Midwestern family who survived addiction in the 90s and is struggling in the economic recession of the late 2000s when the opioid crisis takes hold.
So that's sort of at the center of the story, you know what I mean? It's this question, is love stronger than addiction?
My starship, come take me up tonight, then don't be late.
My name is Carol McAfee. I play Sharon Hill. Sharon Hill is a mother who has beat a heroin addiction, and now she wants to beat her grown children. She has a lot of controversy in her family.
Sell that thing. You don't even drive it.
I wish I would sell my daddy's car.
But you don't drive it. Who ever heard of a poor woman with a $50,000 car that she don't even drive?
Don't start head on that car about that car. You know your mama love that car.
I sure do.
Ooh, I never understood why anybody cares so much about a damn car. I'll never forget when your grandfather pulled up into the yard in that thing. Spent all our little savings.
And then she finds out, above all else, that her husband has returned to the addiction that we beat together. So it's very trying.
Man, where the hell are all my pills going? I think Georgie been taking out my purse again. Dr. Johnson already suspicious why I'm running out of pills so fast.
We didn't want to tell stories that had already been told. We wanted to challenge ourselves to create stories, you know, that were as important to our experience as the seagull would have been to, you know, people living during Chekhov's time.
Learning in your head, running around with all them disrespectful people. And smelling like all the weed in the world.
All the weed, for real?
You was raised better than that.
Was I?
But the challenge is always to try to treat black lives, our lives, with the same amount of nurture, the same amount of care, you know, so that we can render the same amount of beauty, but about stories about people who live in the projects right here in Akron or throughout America, you know what I mean?
Deo Alia's theater company was founded to tell those stories. It's called Masu Productions.
Masu is, that's my grandmother. Her name was Sue, and we called her Mama. So that's how it shortens to Masu. I think that my grandmother was the one who inspired in us the need to, when you take something seriously, when you love something or someone, there's a certain amount of love and care and detail that must be given to that thing or person. And she loved us.
John Deo Alia's play about love, family, and addiction runs through the 17th at the Balch Street Theater in Akron. With this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.